will work for you. It works because it requires the full engagement of the people working it. It can't be done half-heartedly. It can't be done frenetically. It can only be done intelligently, reasonably, intentionally, systematically, and compassionately. The very process of business development creates instantaneous change in the people who engage in it. And that is the key to its success. Those who engage in the process must remember their aim in order to continue it. And in the process of remembering, their aim becomes tethered to something real in the world, their business, a place in which aims can be tested in a concrete, practical way. The business becomes a symbol for the life they wish to live, a visible manifestation of who they are and what they believe, a living, active, evolving testament to the will of man. But I ask you not to think about it anymore. It's time to act. Because until you do, you won't understand it. And when you do, there will be nothing left to think about. You'll be well on your way. Until then, it's just another good idea, just another creative thought. It's time to turn it into an innovation. It's time to bring the dream back to American small business. It's been gone far too long. Afterward, taking the first step. So now what do you do? Now that the fire is burning, now that you want to get started, now that you want to turn your business into a little money machine, a turnkey operation. Well, like Sarah and thousands of small business owners just like her, you've got to take the first step. You've got to step back from your business and look at it through your new E-Myth eyes. You've got to analyze your business as it is today. Decide what it must look like when you finally got it just like you want it. And then determine the gap between where you are and where you need to be in order to make your dream a reality. That gap will tell you exactly what needs to be done to create the business of your dreams. And what you'll discover when you look at your business through your new E-Myth eyes is that the gap is always created by the absence of systems. The absence of a proprietary way of doing business that successfully differentiates your business from everyone else's. Since the E-Myth first appeared in 1986, we at E-Myth Worldwide have assisted tens of thousands of small business owners in taking that first step back from their businesses to discover what the gap was in each of their cases. We'd love to do the same for you. Let's get started. I'm Michael Gerber at E-Myth Worldwide in Santa Rosa, California.
Now that you've come to the end of this story, do you find yourself relating to Sarah? Are you an overwhelmed, overworked, and unfulfilled technician who happens to own your own business? Do you no longer see your business as that vehicle for your creativity or that opportunity for freedom you once did? Are you torn between the demands of your customers, your employees, your partners, your competitors, and taking care of your own needs as a human being trying to lead a balanced life? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then E-Myth Worldwide wants to help you take the next steps to breaking out of that deadly trap. In the E-Myth Revisited, Sarah shifted from the overwhelmed technician to the motivated entrepreneur through her conversations with Michael Gerber. Conversations like this happen every day at E-Myth Worldwide between E-Myth coaches and their clients. Using the E-Myth Mastery Curriculum as our guide, we help our clients achieve measurable and positive changes in their businesses and their lives. Are you prepared to let your business run without you? Can you envision what that might look like? Are you ready today to begin working on it instead of in it? Are you beginning to see the possibilities? Take the next step, now, before the technician takes over again.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.